entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. I don't even know what to tell y'all. It has just been an amazing 4th of July weekend. So happy 4th of July. It is 11 o'clock here in New York. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Max and Friends and To The Max here on LA Talk Radio. We've got an amazing show coming up tonight. I've got some great people on, and I want you to be on. So call in. We're going to open the lines to 323-203-0815. That's the number here at the studio. It's going to be a fun show. I'm going to let you know who's coming on. First, I've got to say happy birthday to some people. Al Primo, amazing friend of the families. Happy birthday, Al Primo. We have Katrina, Stephanie, Amy, Trinidad, my friend Daniel Cross, Alessandro, and Jonathan LeFabe, Kate, my friend Kate over at Asprey. Happy birthday to all of you this week coming up. Happy birthday. But other than that, it's been a fun 4th of July. I'm down here in Florida. You know, I've got a new vodka line coming out, so I can't tell you more of that until it's out, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm not going to waste any more time. I've got Jack McEnroth. I got an email today from him. He's like, Max, here's my bio, and I don't even know where to start. But go to jackmcenroth.com. You all know him from Project Runway. That's right, the show with Miss Heidi Klum. There's a million other websites for him to go to. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Jack, he's got such an amazing resume. He was in Parsons School of Designs. He opened up his own store in New York in the West Village called Jack. And then he worked for Tommy Hilfiger. He's dressed celebrities, everyone from, of course, Tiki Barber from The Today Show and our girl Candace Kane from Dirty Sexy Money. Jack's also a fitness model. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But most importantly, Jack has a website that I'm sure he's going to tell you all about, which is livingpositivelybydesign.com. And without any further ado, let's just bring Jack right onto the show. Jack, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Max. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
I am so glad that you're here. Jack was supposed to be on a while ago, and then unfortunately you were in a car accident, so you couldn't be on the show, but we got you here tonight. So how you faring?
I'm doing good. It was a great 4th of July weekend, and it's finally, the weather in New York has been not good at all. The whole, I think it rained 28 days in June, so finally it's like, it's coming together. So I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
You know, I was building an ark last week because
I know.
I was like, we got to get the animals
ridiculous.
2x2. You know what I mean?
But it's ridiculous.
So we've got Tamara, our sex doctor, on the show tonight too. So we've got a fun group, and I want our listeners out there to call in with questions for Jack, because Jack is going to be my co-host tonight with Tamara here, because this is why we're Max and Friends. We're going to bring everyone on the show, and I got to say a special thank you to Rocco from Fashion News Live, because of course Jack is involved with that. He's the East Coast correspondent. So Jack, why don't you tell people what you're up to, what you're doing? We'll get that out of the way, and then we'll continue with the show, because you got a lot going on, my friend.
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, the easiest way if someone kind of wants to, like, do a book report on me is to go to jackmcenroth.com. But, yeah, I'm doing a ton of stuff. I'm working with Rocco on Fashion News Live, covering, like, all things fashion. The main thing I'm working on, well, there's two things. You said, talked about Living Positive by Design, so they can, anyone can go to livingpositivebydesign.com. And that's a sort of a HIV education campaign that I'm working on with Merck, and I just tour around the country and talk, and, it's a great program. It's just all about being your own healthcare advocate if you're living with HIV and that kind of stuff. And then, actually, I just came from, when I was out in L.A., the last time I was supposed to be on the show, I was filming a new pilot with Kevin Cristiano, who is a designer from my season of Project Runway. And we shot the pilot, and now we're finishing signing contracts, and we're figuring out like how many episodes they're going to buy, and it's a cool little design show. So I'm really excited about that.
And that you're working with Momentum Film, right? Momentum Film is doing that job with you.
Yeah, it's Monument TV and Film. It's a production company, and actually, I can't disclose the network that we're with yet, but it should be all good. So I will have a job.
Now, that's the best thing. But now people can follow you on Twitter, so I'm sure you give updates on there, right?
You know, I'm not the best tweeter in the world. I do about once a week, but okay. Yeah, the best place to find me and I update the most frequently is Facebook.
Fantastic.
So you just go, just search Jack McEnroe and you can find where I'm going and what I'm doing.
And then you also do a radio show, don't you?
Yeah, I do an internet radio show through Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com /, or whatever the hell they call it. Pozziam, P-O-Z-I-A-M. And I do, it's twice a week. I do Wednesdays at 2, Eastern Standard Time. And then they also have two other co-hosts on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's a great show. We talk about health issues, and it's good.
Cool. So everyone, again, that's blogtalkradio.com/pozziam. Jack is on every Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So of course, go 3 hours back if you're in L.A. and figure it out. And other than that, you also, you're doing commentary for Star Magazine.
I wouldn't go so far as to say commentary. Basically, there's a section in Star Magazine where they have like the worst celebrity looks of the week, and they email the pictures to me the week ahead of time, and I write like snarky little comments, and then I see what gets put in and what get. They always pick the ones that aren't very funny, but you know, I don't get to control that.
I'm gonna send you a list of my friends not to talk about because.
You know, a couple of times I've had to say, like, I can't comment on this person because I actually know them. But I try to be nice and funny rather than mean-spirited because, that's not my way. So.
Oh, karma, bitch. It comes around, right? Karma is a bitch.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, so Tamara, what's up? How was your week, Tamara? We got you here, too.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing, Max. Thanks. I'm so happy to be back on here. And Jack, it's so nice to meet you, my friend. So it
Thank
sounds
you.
Like you are just up to some incredible stuff. And one thing I was so curious to ask is this budding relationship that your story was talking about, how is that going? Is that coming to fruition? And have you got him to be able to cook for you yet?
You must have been reading some old press, because the relationship you're talking about is Dale Levitsky, who is on Top Chef, and we dated for, I think we went out on 3 dates,
Okay.
And then the press got, like, the Bravo, because both of our shows were on Bravo, and somehow the Bravo network got a hold of it and then leaked it out onto one of their blogs, and then Star Magazine picked it up, and it got blown way out of proportion. So, yeah, people still ask me about that. I haven't talked to Dale in, like, a year.
Oh, my God.
See, Jack, this is why you needed Twitter, so you could set people straight.
Well, you know, I haven't had the Dale thing come up in a while. But no, he's a really great guy. We just were meant to be friends.
Great.
You know?
Oh, you know what I got to talk about real quick, Tamara, because I've been saying, sorry, I'm just going to go with this, because for a while, Jack, I don't know if you heard today or not, but I've been reporting this for a long time that, you know, with the Obamas, that Michelle Obama's, you know, trying to be Jacqueline Kennedy, Onassis, Jackie O, and she's going to try to follow her footsteps. And I've been saying for the longest time, watch, this girl's going to get pregnant in the White House. And today in German newspapers, they're reporting that Michelle Obama is pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Wow.
Really? So
that's amazing. I hadn't heard that.
Because I broke it on my Twitter page, and I must have had like 300 emails responses to it that people were like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I think this is really happening. So I just want to say that. Because in news, I want to be the first one to break the story, always. But anyway, so sorry to interrupt you all with that. But anyway, Tamara, so Jack does this radio show that I want to talk about. Because, you know, we're here on the radio, and you're my radio girl, Tamara. But he's on that, you know, this great blog talk radio. I have a lot of friends, actually, who have their radio shows over there, this internet radio show program. And it's a radio show that deals with basically interviewing people, of, you know, in the HIV community. And, you know, they talk about current events and everything. And Jack is there Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. And so, you know, I know you had some questions for Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What questions? You know,
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's so great because, Jack, I've got a HIV panel that comes to speak in my college class every semester. And it is just, it's fascinating to hear, like, the testimonies of, you know, living with HIV and how difficult that is. But not even the difficulty of living with it, but actually how to prevent it. And,
right.
You know, and so I'm just, you know, do you feel any effects of the HIV other than that you have it? Do you feel normal for the most part? Are you on any kind of treatments or cocktails, or have you decided to just go the holistic route?
No, I've been on meds since I was diagnosed in 89, 90. So, yeah, about 90. And, yeah, I went on meds. There weren't a lot of meds at the time, but I've been on meds pretty much. The HIV specialist that I saw right out of the gate was pretty adamant that that was the way to go, even though there was some debate that waiting was a good idea. And so I've been on meds, and to answer the first part of your question, I've been really lucky as far as opportunistic infections. I think people that aren't really familiar with HIV don't understand that you carry the virus in your body, but you don't feel you don't feel anything as a result of the HIV virus directly. Mm-hmm. What happens is it attacks your immune system, and then you catch other things. But I've been super lucky. I've never been sick. I've never been sick a day. I feel better than I've ever felt. So I'm just, you know.
And you know what? I think that
very lucky.
That is so cool because I think that contributes to your mindset and even the way that you're promoting this living positively. One of the things that comes out, I know, in interaction with my students, with myself, is one of the beautiful gifts about having HIV, because that's where I really like to go to, because I think everything happens for a reason and a purpose, and it helps define our mission in life, given what we're confronted with or what we're dealing with. And I'm just curious as to, you know, what came up for you, just even with the idea that HIV was something that you were going to live with, did it help you define very specifically, like, how you wanted to live? You know, what, like, was there a gift
you know,
in that?
Yeah, I always say, and I get a lot of emails now, especially from young people or people that are newly diagnosed as HIV positive, just because there are so few people that are publicly known to be HIV positive, so people contact me through Facebook, and I always say, you know, I understand that you freak out initially, but I've actually found that I think it's if I had it to do over, I don't think I would change anything, because it's made me very self-aware, it's made me really contemplate a lot of things and choices that I've made in my life. It's made me a healthier person in respect to how I treat my body, how I, you know, how I eat, how I exercise, all those things. I think it's made me a more open and honest person because I, you know, especially, you know, in the 90s and the early 90s, and even, I mean, it's still hard for a lot of people now, it's not something that's easy to tell people, and I had to become very comfortable with that, or at least it was my choice to. It made me really open and honest, and so I'm very thankful for that.
And you do it really well. Yeah, no, it's great to have a positive role model for people in more than one way. You know, plus,
right.
And Jack, you know, Jack is also good looking at it too, Tamara. I'm sure you've seen pictures of him.
I saw.
I love him.
Yeah.
So, you know. But it all ties together for a purpose. But you know, I was gonna ask, and I don't even know what I was gonna ask, because I'm here in Florida right now, and it is like the most beautiful weather. I'm just so happy that I'm seeing sun. You know, I know Jack. I've been in New York too, and I'm just over this rain, man. But so I feel like endless summer days. But so Jack, you know, Tamara knows Rocco, and Jack is gonna be doing some hosting with Rocco. On Fashion News Live, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you done any coverage with them yet?
I haven't done any with Fashion News Live. I've done basically how it came about is I met Rocco at the last Fashion Week because I was there in the tents and then in Bryant Park, and I was doing some fashion coverage for another channel, and then I actually sent him a link to my sort of my demo reel. I was like, hey, Rocco, if you ever need, because I know he's swamped always. He's always running around like crazy man. And Fashion Week is crazy, hideous. Like, you know, there's always so much going on. I'm like, if you ever need help, I'd be more than happy to help you. And so that's kind of just how it happened.
You got the call. Speaking of calls, we've got a caller on right now. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Do you have a question for Jack, for Tam, or just for everybody?
Anybody who wants to answer, I really could use some help.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay, here's the thing. I've been friends with this guy for like 5 or 6 years, and he mainly is with boys, but I know that he's slept with girls in the past. And we're really, really close, and he definitely doesn't know I'm calling. I'm really attracted to him. Like, I see him, and I get really excited, and when I'm looking at him, I like, daydream about what I want to do to him, and sometimes I look at him, I think that he knows. I'm not sure. I just don't know if I should make a move or not.
Well, I say strap it on. What do you
say, Jeff? I really, you take it first. I want to hear your answer, and then I'll chime in.
Deborah, what do you think?
Well, you know what? Bless your heart, Jessica. I could totally relate with that because I have an affinity with gay guys. I absolutely love being around the couples of them. There's something so intoxicating about just knowing that, you know, they're committed in their relationship, and yet I feel so included and like I belong. It's like being with my best girlfriends. I prefer being around them. In fact, many times than anyone else. And it's just, it's intoxicating to be with people who are totally accepting, absolutely creating a space for you belonging. And I think those feelings of wanting to be with them, wanting to do things to them sexually, intimately, is just a natural outcome of loving them. You know,
do I act on that? Like, I undress him every time I look at him.
Yeah, Tamara, this is sounding really intense. You know what I mean? It's not just like, you know, she's just not some little fag hag. This girl, she sounds like she wants to do his shape.
Yes, well, and you know, it's interesting because you said he's been with women before, so there may be a tendency to go both ways. So I'm always for honesty, you know, to be right out front and just say, hey, you know what? Every time I see you, I just undress you. I want to be with you. I want to be in you. I want to be about you. I want to be on you. And it just, I would love that. How about you?
But what if he freaks out and he gets angry? Then our whole wonderful friendship we have, it's ruined. And I'd be crushed.
That was actually what I was going to say. As I was like, as a gay man, I mean, I had a girlfriend a friend who was a girl, who had the hots for me, and I knew she did, and then one night we were really drunk, and she jumped on me, and it kind of ruined our friendship. And I would just say, if you want to kind of feel it out, maybe use a lot of finesse, because it could really, I mean, if he is gay, and he had relationships in the past, and now he's decided that he's strictly gay, it might really freak him out. And, I mean, I don't know. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, and it goes back to everything being consensual, too. So, I mean, in that moment that you're sharing some of your feelings with them, it's kind of like, where are you coming from? So instead of, you know, actually pouncing on what you're feeling or thinking, just kind of putting it out there, saying, you know what, our friendship means so much to me more than anything. And by me saying this, I don't mean to, you know, interfere with that in any way, but I'm just telling you how I feel. How do you feel? And if he says, oh, girlfriend, you know, I'm just so not about that, but I care about you, then that's where you can leave it.
Jessica, what I was going to say to you is, you know, there's two sides to every story. And just because you're feeling this way, he might not be feeling that way. He might be feeling that way. But you know what? I think that you've got to use discernment, use judgment. And if you think that you can open up this conversation with him to say, listen, I like you. I want to, you know, sexually explore things with you. Maybe if he's a bottom, say you'll be the top. Strap one on and do him. But you know, it's like, you never know. You know what I mean? It's like, let's be real for a minute and find out. He might be kinky too. You know what I mean? And he might want to get into that with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Just be honest about it, you know, and open up Pandora's box. It can lead you to the right place.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try that. And I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, email me. And I want everyone to email me. You can email me at max@maxtucci.com. I want to follow up on this, Jessica, because we're going to talk about it in the next show. All right, so good luck.
And
remember, Jessica, whatever you're going to do with him, make sure that you play safe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always play safe. Don't worry.
I bet you do.
Okay.
All right, have a good night, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Bye. You know what's so funny? I got to stop calling people sweetheart. That's my thing. Because I just read recently some guy called the waitress in a restaurant sweetheart, and she sued him for sexual harassment.
Oh, you're kidding.
Sorry,
did she win? Weird.
You know what? It's a new case, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I could totally see it happening.
Would you sue me if I called you sweetheart?
No.
Please, I tell people, you can call me whatever you want as long as you call me at this point. But, you know, so, yeah, so that's an interesting question, Tamara. What do you...
I hope I didn't
give you proper advice, but, you know.
I love endearing terms. I mean, anytime you use those, one of the things my grandma used to always call me, you know, love and sweet pea and my precious one and sweetheart. I mean, I just think that that's endearing. But
you're
I think what you had to say for her was really good, because proceed with, you know, discrimination, you know, but to be authentic, that's the main thing, is you want to just, you don't want to suppress something. And if it's a real friendship, it's not going to be ruined over the fact that you're sharing your real feelings. It's not going to end.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. I think people, you know what? I'm an Aquarius, so I take sex very, you know, it's fun. It's a fun thing. And you never know what other people are feeling unless they, you know, they want to feel that way with you. So always ask them. And if a friendship is going to get ruined over a silly question like, listen, I think you're hot, I want to have sex with you, then really check the friendship.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
saying.
You don't have to kill their mother. You know, you're not saying I want to kill your mom. I want to have sex with you. It's like it's the hottest form of flattery, you know? It's like, and if they freak out about it, then test the friendship. You know what I'm saying? Have fun, please.
Absolutely.
Let's get real. You know what I mean?
But I
want to know the follow-up. I want to know the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so, Jack, I just got a question for you from someone on Twitter. And they said that when you were on Project Runway, what was it really behind the scenes? What was it like really behind the scenes? Then that's from Lindsay.
It's from Lindsay?
Yep.
You know, it's funny because people always think that we had help, but there's no way we could make the stuff that we made in a day. And actually, the funny thing was, like, if the challenge was a day and a half or whatever, what you don't know is that they would take us out for those interviews where you see us sitting in front of the mannequins, and they could take us out for two hours at a time while we were working. But pretty much it's exactly what you saw on TV. Like, we're just running around, freaking out with our heads cut off, like, you know... And you don't, I think you see about, you know, 1/10 of how difficult and crazy it is. It was really just mayhem. You know, we would get our fabric and they would give us the challenge and they would just open the workroom and they would say go. And there was just roving camera crews, like 5 different camera crews that would catch all the footage, but they didn't, you know, it's totally unscripted. The only thing they really organized was us leaving the workroom and coming back in, but everything else was just mayhem.
Free for all. You know, we have something in common because I was at America's Next Top Model. I was a lifestyle expert for like the first season and the third season. So, you know, I pretty much vouch with you with that whole notion of the reality TV. You know, I mean, obviously I wasn't a contestant, so I had a little more leeway with controlling myself and being able to do what I want. But it's not, you know, it's a fun thing. How was it working with Heidi? Because with Tyra, it was a lot of fun. She's a cool girl.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I got to know Heidi much more after the show than during, because during the show, they come in, the judges come in for the 2 hours that we tape the runway stuff. They never came and talked to us ever. Heidi would address us, like, only when she was speaking to us as a group. Sometimes we'd have breaks in between where she'd get, like, her makeup touched up, and she would kind of chit-chat with us and say hi, but she never spoke to, like, we never, like, could go up and talk to her, but she's a really great person. Since then, I mean, she's very sweet. I don't have Heidi's phone number, and I'll call her on weekends and say, like, hey, Heidi, how about you, me, and Cena? Like, I'll go have a beer. But, no, she's cool. They're all cool. I love Tim. I like, Gina gets a bad rap for being a bitch, but she's actually really nice. And, Michael's moody, but cool. I liked all. They're all. I mean, I don't have much bad to say about any of them.
But you know what's interesting is that, you know, I always think, like, you know, you go in there and you were already established before you went on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
right.
You get the criticism. You're like, you know what? Fuck you. I had a store. You know what I'm saying? No, because,
right.
You know, when I was doing America's Next Top Model, you know, these girls, they never modeled. Some of them had very little experience. And it's like, we were telling them the truth. But, you know, when people, a lot of these people on Project Runway, they're all, a majority of them are established designers. You know, and in front
right.
of, like, you know, and it's just like, you know, when you're set in your notion of how you create things, it sucks to have someone, you know, try to put you down for their, you know, if they had a bad day or if they're a bitch or whatever reason it is. You know, if someone
right.
comes in and is like, I don't like your designs, you're like, oh, really? Well, I just sold X amount last season. So
right.
it's interesting because you're established. So it's not like, you know, you're a fresh kid out of Parsons going to do this show. So it's interesting how, you know, shows can create
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and I mean, I say to anyone contemplating having anything to do with reality TV, it's not real. Like,
right, of course.
You know, I mean, I think Project Runway to a certain degree was real because we were actually making something and you could see it and then you could objectively look at it as it went up and down a runway, but, you know, it's highly edited and they can, if you're, let me tell you, if you're a boring but very talented person, they'll kick you off. They'll find a way. You know, they'll edit it so it looks like you screwed up something that they would otherwise overlook. I mean, you know, it's all a game. It's a game about being a talented, lucky, and good television. That's what matters at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
You know, that question was actually posed to me because I had to leave early, so they did ask me back to the fifth season, which I... and. They ended up unasking me, but that's a whole long story. But I was really vacillating, and I never made a decision because when I went to the producers and said, I'm thinking about maybe coming back, they were like, well, you've had too much experience with the ins and outs of reality TV, so it's not fair. But I don't know. I think if I knew the experience was going to be exactly like it was for me, I would do it again. Would I go on another season? Probably not.
Now, they should bring you back as a judge.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that at all.
I think you've succeeded enough to be on that show for competition. You'd be a judge.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm not my own show, though. So
that's right. You got
it.
Your own show. You don't need their show. No. Cool. So, Tamara, you know, Tamara was saying that she has, you know, Tamara is amazing. I got to tell you, Jack. Mm. She does this whole... How many students do you have in your school? In your class?
I have 300 per semester in one class.
Mm-hmm. So, and you do these lectures all the time. You got to have Jack come out and do a lecture.
You know, that would be awesome. Jack, I'd love to have you come speak with my kids. In fact, they would be so enamored just by virtue of the fact that you've been on reality TV show and that you are living with HIV because they're so curious. And I run my class like an Oprah show. So it's very interactive. I've got music going and it's really nice because we get to the heart of, you know, really where you're coming from and really what their deep-seated questions are that they've always wanted to ask. And you know, it's a great platform for you. And if you'd like, I mean, we could videotape the thing too, and you could use it for whatever websites that you might like to, or YouTube or something like that. I've done it for other speakers.
Ah,
I'd love to have you. And you, and maybe whoever you're dating, or if you're not, that's okay too.
Tamara, are you trying to find out if he's dating someone? Because that's the second time I brought this up.
You know, I will answer that question. But the thing is, you know, like I said earlier about being open and honest, there's pretty much no question that I would answer. And I've actually had my publicist before be like, we'd appreciate if you wouldn't talk about that. I'll be like, I don't have any secrets. There's nothing that I've... But yeah, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions your students have. And to answer the dating question, I'm not dating exclusively. I'm kind of dating someone, but I keep calling it dating light. Because he's had one boyfriend in his whole life. He's 38. He's very trepidatious about getting serious. So I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, so
dating light. That's a new term you got to use, Tamara, dating light.
I know.
Kind of like Coca-Cola light. It's the diet of dating, everybody. It's when you want just a bit of it.
It is. Yeah. It's just one calorie.
It's just one calorie. Dating light, just one calorie. But cool, yeah. So, all right, well, you know what? This is Max, and you listen to Max and Friends, everyone, on LA Talk Radio. We got Jack. We formerly from doing everything else in life that's under the sun. You can check him out online. Go on Facebook.com. Look from there. He's on Twitter, too, once a week. No kidding. Also on Blog Talk Radio. We've got our in-house sex doctor, Tamara. We want your questions, people. So feel free to call in. The number here is 323-203-0815. We want to talk about sex. We're going to do Salt and Pepper. Actually, we're not playing them because we don't have the rights. But we do have the rights to a song tonight from a very special person. And I think, Tamara, I want you to set up the song tonight. So go away. We'll play a song. And then when the song is over, we're going to come back with Jack and Tamara. And we want your sex questions, people. So don't be shy. And if you got to call in and give a fake name, do that too. The number here, 323-203-0815. You're hidden behind the phone. No one can see you. Seriously, call in because maybe we can have a breakthrough in your life. So, Tamara, set up the song for tonight.
You bet, Max. Okay, the song we're going to play for you tonight is called Stop, and it's by Melky Jean. And you've heard her here before on Max and Friends. And Melky is the younger sister of Fugees founder Wyclef, Grammy-nominated. She's a writer for Sinead O'Connor and Regina Bell.
Sinead O'Connor. Remember Sinead O'Connor, the bald-headed lady?
Okay.
She's cool.
So, yeah. Melky's digital EP, Beautiful Disaster, is now available on iTunes on her own label, Karma Incorporated. And this is really cool. Melky's dedicated her life to serving the Haitian women and children. And Melky's production company, Karma Incorporated, serves as the executive producer to IM and is care for the Haiti Music Project and goes to, the Haiti Music Project goes to www.karmafoundation.org. And for more information and to hear Melky sing, you can go to www.myspace.com/MelkyJean.
And that's my girl. So, Sam, if we got the song Stop, can we put it on? Because people, stop hiding with your sex questions and damn it, call us. So we're going to play a song about your thoughts and your questions. And while we play the song for you, Stop by Melky, my girl, I told her I would play the song for tonight because Karma Foundation is an amazing organization. Sam, let's get it rolling so people can call in.
I was so beautiful. You used to make me feel like a queen. Now I gotta beg you for some attention, babe. Is there something wrong with me? I'll give you space if you just wanna breathe. And I walk away despite my dignity. But I feel like I'm just losing my best friend. Ain't no need for shouting, shouting doesn't change a thing. Where did we go wrong? Instead of going right, what did we turn off? Instead of turn on, what did we not say that I should have said that made you stop? Stop. I'm so sorry. Say it going right. I'm so sorry.
And that was Stop by Melky Jean. That's my girl, everyone. She's tearing it up right now with her new debut. She's doing her thing, Beautiful Disaster, and she's beautiful. The girl's not a disaster by any means. But you know what? I'm going to actually dedicate that song. You know who I'm going to dedicate that song to, Tamara? Is Jessica, because it sounds like she wrote that. Losing my best friend, where did we go wrong? You asked your man that you wanted to have sex with him, and he was gay, and you're a girl. So that song goes to you, Jessica.
That's perfect. Anyway.
So we're back, everyone, at Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Call us at 323-203-0815. We've got Jack on the line and Tamara on the line, and we want to answer your questions, so don't be shy. So anyway, Jack, so what you got going on this week?
This week, you know, I'm actually training for, I'm a swimmer, so I'm training for a big swim meet at the end of the week, or at the end of the month in Copenhagen, Denmark, so... I'm just swimming my ass off, basically, until then. But you know what? I wanted to ask Tamara a question. First of all, I wanted to say that she has, like, the most fabulous radio voice.
Thank you.
But then I also wanted to ask you a relationship question, because I was looking on your website, and I've been single for, 5 years now, and I just turned 40, and I kind of think, I go on dates with people, and I think I don't know if I'm setting my standards too high or what it is, but I always feel like I'm 40, I'd rather be single than settle, and I just find, I don't know if it's New York guys or what it is, but I have a hard time finding anyone that, like, holds my interest for very long.
You know, that is an awesome question, Jack. So, like, for 5 years, you've been single and you've been dating here and there, and you're kind of concerned of whether you have your standards too high. Because would you like to actually settle down with someone? Is that your goal that you'd like
to do
that? Totally. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, one of the things, because of all the experiences that you've had in your life, there's different phases that you're going to go through. So for men, it's like you start out as a page, and then you go into a knight, and then a prince, and then a king. Now, the differences between those phases, and it sounds like you are in an early stage of king. I mean, even though you're very young for being a king, but because of your experiences, it's evolved you to a place of, you know, a king will use language like, I'm not interested in that. There's something that you know so certain about who you are and what you want and what you're willing to tolerate or settle for that you're not willing to just compromise just to do it. And that's right. King-like behavior. And I think it's beautiful because when the timing is right, when that person comes along that is so yummy and so delicious, you're going to go, yes, that's it.
Right.
You know, and that's what
I keep telling myself.
But in fairness, Tamara,
you know, you're on the West Coast, New York here. I think generally in America, I mean, you know, this is a question, Jack, that I can say my mother asked the same question. So many people ask the same question. It's like, will I find someone? And it's really hard, Tamara. Would you agree to date? People in America don't date. All they want to do is have sex.
Yes, it's more like instead of dating. It's bed and breakfast, right?
I know. Talk about shit. Who wants bed and breakfast? We want to own the whole hotel.
Well, amen. Amen. So you know what's so beautiful about this is when you get so focused on your mission and your purpose and why you're here, you become so desirable, not only to the right partner, but you're so desirable to yourself that it doesn't even matter if someone's joining you or not. You are so there. And I think that's what is attractive, you know, like for me, myself personally, I love my own company. I'm so self-entertaining that if someone decides that, hey, you know, baby, like so it for me, I'd love to join you. I mean, that'd be great. But and if they don't, that's okay too, because I am so about what's happening in my life and what I'm about, what I'm contributing. I mean, it's exciting to be with me. And I enjoy myself. So one of the things that is so cool is that it's not so important to find the right person as it is to be the right person. And so notice that whatever you desire in someone else, make sure that that's something you're developing within yourself. You know, and so I'm constantly under construction. You know, so I'm like, wow, I'd really like this. I'd like someone who's pretty solid in who they are. Well, girlfriend, where are you? You know, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm going, okay, so where are you at? What are you about? You know, what
makes
you so...
You know what I want to share with you, too? You know, I have a very good friend of mine. He's actually, he's a king from Uganda, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me this once, Jack, and he said, what you're looking for is looking for you. And you can put that in any aspect of your life, from relationship, from your life, from relationship, you know, to job. What you're looking for is looking for you, so don't give up. You'll find someone.
Well, and I do believe what comes to you is the desire of your heart.
Yeah.
So because you do desire to be in partnership with someone where it is that mutual exchange of yumminess, that like what Max was saying is that what you're looking for is looking for you. So I believe that the universe does grant us the desires of our heart when we get really crystal clear with what that exactly is. And you don't entertain thoughts of anything else.
Okay.
Like you're not about settling, you know, you're not about that. And that's beautiful because, you know, it's better to be alone than to be with someone just to be with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the bigger you get, do you guys notice this? Like the bigger you get, the smaller your inner circle becomes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's amazing to me like that, like those layers of protection that start to unfold naturally as you become bigger, and you're going to start affecting people globally, just contributing in your mind expansion of who you are with your auric field, but at the same time, your inner circle will contract with those people that have your back, you know, that
That's
are just going
right.
to... Yeah, they're going to watch from every angle like, you know, Jack, this isn't good. I'm discerning for you so that you can keep showing up in the way that you are. You know, and that is cherished. I mean, that is just...
It is. And you know what else is cherished? We got your back here at Max and Friends. So if you want to call in with your sex questions or any question you have in general, we're in open forum tonight. Call us here at 323-203-0815. The lines are open and we want to hear from you. The show flies by. So if you got your question, please don't wait till the last minute to call in and be like, I have a question, because we're giving you warning now. You can always email me, max@maxtucci.com, or go to twitter.com/maxtucci, and hit me up there with your questions. And you know, T-Mobile, you could text me with your questions too. So we got your back here. So anyway, Jack, do you want to respond to Tamara's advice? All right. Jack, do we still have you? Tamara, are you here?
Yeah, no, I cut out for a minute, but now I'm back.
Cool. No, we were just saying, do you want to respond to Tamara's advice? Her question?
Me? I think actually that is perfect. You know, I think I just get frustrated, like you said. Max, I think you said it's kind of true that a lot of people want to have sex and not date, and I just got to the point where yeah, I sowed my wild oats and I had a great time in the 90s, but I'm at the point now where that's not really interesting to me, and I want to do the reverse. I want to date and have a relationship, and I mean, sex is great and fun, and we all love to have sex, but that's not, that alone isn't doing anything for me, so.
Yeah,
I think I just need to keep waiting and keep doing what I'm doing, and Mr. Wright will come along. So it's just good to hear that.
You know what, I have a feeling you're going to find someone to call. And we just got a call on the line. Call it, you're live on Max. No, we're on the radio. We can hear you. All right, we lost them. We had a bad connection there.
Yeah.
But I do encourage you to call back. But I have a feeling you're going to find someone in Copenhagen, so that's when things are going to work out. I get these psychic...
are you, and you're psychic?
am. It's so weird. Trust me, I am. I knew that Michelle Obama was going to get pregnant in the White House, and she is. Trust me.
Well, that, you know, that may be true, because my last big meet, my last boyfriend that was I had for 2 years, was I met at a swim meet in Sydney. So it may just happen. You never know.
No, you want.
We're all running around in like little swimsuits, so.
Right, so that's obviously one thing. But Europeans in general want a date. It's kind of interesting. And I don't know if it's a total, you know, I'm just totally making, you know, that up. But I think there's something about that. But what was I going to say? Oh, I got Tamara, for you.
Oh, bring it on.
Jack, do you know Shaquita?
I do.
Well, Shaquita always calls in when we have Tamara on the show. And she sent me a Facebook message that said, "Your sexpert is amazing on your show." And we just know how much Shaquita loves you, so I know she wanted to say hi to you, Tamara.
Oh, I love you, Shaquita. Thank you, baby.
So that's that. But all right, the caller, try to call in again, because, you know, time is limited here on the show. So we want you to call and reach us and get a hold of us, because just as a Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, the only place to be on Sunday night is here, because we bring you what you want. We say what we want. So now, Tamara, another question I have for you is, you know, let's go to a Twitter question. Hold on. I could pull this right up. I love being on doing all this, because you could do
I love our inner circle. It's like people get to join in on our inner circle, you know, because they're just chatting up.
All right. Well, we've got a caller. So, caller, you're back on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Blake.
Blake, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Highland Beach, Florida.
Great. And do you have a question for Jack or Tamara?
I don't know. I guess Jack might be able to answer it more, but I mean, I guess Tamara could be insightful. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what's your question?
I have a boyfriend, and I can't get him to lick my ass as much as I want him to.
Wow. That's just right to where we need to go.
Oh, excellent.
All right. So who wants to tackle that first?
Well, how is your hygiene, first of all?
Pardon?
How's your hygiene, Tamara says?
Oh, no, we're both very clean and all that stuff, but I don't know. I just don't know what... It is.
Well, Tamara, take it away.
Okay, honey. Now, is it something you've already expressed to him?
Yeah.
Honey, I'd like to lick my ass a little bit more.
Yeah, I know, and he'll do it for 2 seconds, and then, I don't know, come with the line like, "Oh, we've got all night." And I'm like, I've heard that before.
Well, you know what can be great is you can mix it up a little bit, too, because lube is absolutely wonderful. When you're doing anything anally, and Jack, I bet you can attest to this, too. I mean, one of the things is there's no natural lubrication in the rectum, okay? So if you're doing anything anally, lube is super important, lots of it, and you want to go really, 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 really slow. Okay, and it takes, you know, an enormous amount of trust. So why don't you mix it up? So you like to be licked there. Why don't you, like, play with, you know, doing some rimming, you know, with your finger and just massaging that area? And because maybe it's, you know, ask him, is it awkward for you with your neck and you're being down there and your tongue or this and that? Is, you know, I'd like you to do a little bit more. And maybe you guys can talk about different ways that you can
explore.
You know, make it a little...
You know what? We're going to have to wrap this question up quickly. So, caller, you know what? I'm going to give quick advice, and I'll let Jack. Jack, actually, do you have any advice on that?
I mean, I like Tamara said, I would just have an honest conversation with him, and maybe he's just not into it. I mean, I think there's some people that are just not into certain things, and maybe that's a deal breaker for you. I don't know. But, you know, just express to him honestly that you'd like him to do it more, and he seems to have excuses, and maybe if he's not into it, then you have to find an alternate solution, I guess.
And I say, if he's not into it, respect it, but get creative. You know what? Ask him what his favorite food is. If he likes Nutella, spread some in your ass and let him go to town. Have a great night. And-
yeah.
I love that.
Have a good night. Thanks for the call. Good night, Blake. So that's what I got to say. You know, it's like, you know what?
It'll be stuffing jelly beans up his butt.
You know, that's what I like yours.
You know what I mean? It's like, stop already. You know what? People are like, so, like, I don't know why he doesn't like to lick my ass. Well, you know what? Put something in there that he likes to eat and figure it out. Oh, my God. It's not that
you'd be out of corn. If you had a corn dog hanging out of there, you'd get up in there.
You know what I mean? Put some black chicken, figure it out. Whatever your thing is, put it up your ass and let them eat it out. Anyway. There you go. Yes. All right. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we're like going to have to come to an end pretty soon. So that's just how we fly by here. You know?
Flies on by.
I asked Jack, I'm like, do you want to do the whole show? He's like, sure. I'm like, it's going to be like, you know, almost an hour. He's like, no, I'll do it. And then I'm like, I want a longer show now. But anyway, I can't complain. We had a fun time here tonight. So, Jack, let everyone know what are you up to next besides everything going on? You got your swim thing, your swim competition coming up. Are you still doing logo, anything with logo?
Not right now. Because of the network that I'm going with, which is not logo, I'm contracted, and hopefully I will be exclusive with them. So, you know, I'm going to Copenhagen. I get back at the beginning of August. If they green light the project, I'll probably have to fly to LA. We'll shoot in LA. So I'll be in LA for a couple of months at least, and then for the first cycle, and then if they love it, we'll keep going, and I might have to, you know, be bi-coastal. So
that's, well, and you
that's
know what?
What I'm doing.
You can bring the camera crew to Tamara and do a lecture there. But good luck.
Perfect.
I want you to come back when you're back. Let us know what network you're on. You know, this little tease. You're a tease.
I will.
That's why you can't find a boyfriend.
Well, it will air in September, so you'll know pretty quickly.
All right, so we want you to come back on Max and Friends. Let us know what's going on with that. Let us know how your competition went, and verify my psychic ability. Let me know if you found someone over there.
I will.
All right,
I hope you're right.
Also, before we go, email me, because I'll have my astrologer do your chart if you're into that, because she's amazing. So that'll be my guarantee
totally.
For coming. All right? So.
All right.
Wait, Max, are you here?
I can hear.
Back real soon.
All right. I kind of cut out. I couldn't hear you, but I'm going to hang up. So have a great night, everyone. Great talking to you all. Bye.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye. Tamara, wasn't he a great guest to have on the show?
Oh, my God, Max. Wasn't he so much fun? It was like he came into the fold.
Into our circle. We got this little circle that's growing and growing. And you know where it's grown? On Twitter. So go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. Go to my Facebook page. Tamara's got a Facebook page now. She's also got a website, tamarabowman.com, everybody. You can find out everything she's doing on there. She's got a kid's book coming out. She's got the kid's book coming out. I got the vibe. But you know what? I came up with a quote. I want to share it with you before I let it. My quote of the week, and I made this up. When one has a purpose in life, God wakes them up each morning to fulfill it. And that's my quote that I said today. So what do you think of that quote, Tamara?
Honey, I think that is so delicious. I love that, because that's our purpose for being here, is doing what God would have us do. I think that's beautiful, honey. Thank
Jack's
you.
Jack's doing his thing. We're doing our thing every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio, the place to be. Thanks so much for tuning in, Tamara. I loved having you on so much. I'm going to call you after the show, because you know we always have our after the show gossip. So I'll report next week. But everyone, you heard it here first. Michelle Obama is pregnant, and I'm going to almost verify it, but you'll read it in the press before I do. Michael Jackson has his thing coming up in LA. If you don't have your tickets, don't show up. It's just embarrassing. Stay home and watch it. Other than that, like I said, everyone, when one has a purpose in life, God wakes them up each morning to fulfill it. Have a blessed week. Be inspired, and always tune in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I bid you good night. Sam, we're going to take life to the max. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.